Hello, Smart Girl Tribers, where we are recording this from Greece. What an amazing place, and what is set to be an amazing podcast. I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast last week on staying motivated. I have received some terrific feedback from you each week. You guys are the highlight. Why we have Tribe in the name is because this is a movement. I like to think an army of fearless and unique girls. We are strong and powerful and we own it. I have met thousands of you now, thousands of beautiful souls, and whether it has been on the street, at one of my talks, in any way, I really am profoundly grateful, and I'm so happy that I have been able to contribute to your life and have a positive impact in some way. Something you don't hear me talk about, though, a lot is bullies or critics. When I open up about bullies and mean comments in talks, there's always a gasp because I think we put certain people on pedestals, and I think everyone in the room just assumes that because maybe someone like me or someone else, because we're doing so much, surely we don't have bullies or anyone criticizing us. Yet, trust me, we do. So today I'm tackling one of the most popular questions I am asked: how to deal with bullies or critics. If you wouldn't necessarily label the nasty person a bully, that's okay, that we can refer to them as critics too, because bullies really do come in all shapes and sizes. So first up, let's get the obvious out of the way. I was always the girl in the library. I was obsessed with getting good grades and working hard, which, as you can imagine, doesn't really get you a ton of friends or boys after you. I was always very quiet and very academic and shy. I was nicknamed Granger, among a few other things. Talking about bullying is exceptionally important to me, and it's a topic that is very heavy on my heart. For so long, I have wanted to really focus on bullying and give you advice because it's so common. So today I'm going to talk about bullying and criticism and why it happens, but also how to deal with it, because even if you aren't being bullied, your friend or sibling could. So we're going to get into how to stand up for them as well. So why does bullying happen? I really want to quote Lucy Hale here, the actress who played Aria in Pretty Little Liars. She said, for every bad thing that happens or nasty comments, there's a really deep-rooted meaning behind it. It's important to see the bigger picture and realise that that person is dealing with something as well. Bullying happens when someone is so insecure about themselves. They feel so bad about themselves that they want to project those bad feelings onto someone, and that could possibly be you. A lot of the time, bullying happens out of fear. That bully is so worried about being their true selves that they put on this armor to protect themselves. So if you are being bullied, it has nothing to do with you. You were just the target they chose. It has everything to do with how the bully feels inside. They don't like themselves, so they are taking that out on you. It never excuses it or condones it ever, and I don't ever want it to come across as though I'm justifying it, because bullying is horrific in every form and now so much more rife because of social media. But I do want you to understand the core of bullying. Sometimes people bully because it's all they have ever known. If they have ever been brought up in a toxic environment or unstable environment, or because they're jealous, a bully can also want something that you have. You know, it's not a coincidence that celebrities who've been bullied include Lady Gaga, Rihanna, Justin Timberlake, because they have so much talent, and you do too. So much brilliance that maybe you're being bullied because you have something that the bully wants or desires. It could be something about your looks or the fact that you're fantastic at maths or because maybe you have a wonderful supportive family. Don't underestimate what you have or the person you are. If you were good at drama or music or singing, if you have a special talent that maybe gets you special attention, this can make other people very uncomfortable. It doesn't mean that you should ever stop what you're doing though. By dimming your light, you won't make anyone else shine brighter. I used to play down my job. I went years never telling anyone what I was doing and that I had my own business as a teenager because I kept being told I was intimidating. Wrong. They were just intimidated. I kept playing small over and over and over again, and it got me nowhere. It didn't get me the opportunities or accolades or anyone following my business. It just made me hide my talent for their sakes. And also, people bully when they don't understand something. People get scared of what they don't know. So if you're wildly different and beautiful in your own way, but not as they see it every day, this can make someone uncomfortable. And this is exactly the same as someone who critiques you. Critics are people who comment on your work negatively. Okay, so now let's get into critics. Those people who comment on your work or just what you're about in a very negative way. If you are putting yourself out there, maybe you have entered a writing competition or a photography competition. I like to say you're putting yourself in the ring. You're putting up your hand and being brave enough to get into the ring. And while you're in the ring, thousands of people are going to show up to watch you. Okay, just like a normal boxing ring, there will be people who love you. There will be people who support you. And then there will also be people who will make fun of you, tease you, bring you down, comment and try to make you believe that you're not very good. And guess what? Those people, they're not in the ring. They don't have the guts to show up and be in that ring. So why are you even listening? They haven't walked in your shoes. They're not putting themselves out there. It is going to be terrifying putting yourself out there. It never gets easy. But it's not as scary as wondering, what if? What if I had entered that competition? What if I had run the race and didn't care, you know, what people were saying? What if I stopped caring about what people were saying about my thighs? You know, hashtag mermaid thighs. What if I got a first class degree because I stopped caring that the other girls were calling me a nerd? The only person who has to live with the decisions you make is you. So don't let them in. They're completely irrelevant. There will be days you don't feel like a winner, and that is totally fine. But it doesn't mean that you aren't. You are a winner already for stepping into the ring. Now, you might be thinking, well, Scarlett, that's all well and good for you, but how do I deal with bullies? Now, I grew up in Italy. I was social chair. I had a lot of friends. I was out all of the time, going to the cinema with them, going dancing, having parties. I came back to England, and I also spoke about this in my confidence podcast, if you want to know a little bit more. When I came back, I was not like the other students at all. I was a lot quieter. I wasn't exactly keen to date anyone. No judgment to everyone who did. I think it's fantastic, and some of them are still together today. But I never had an issue with anyone there, each to their own. But sister, they had a problem with me. I was labelled as cold, fragile, frigid, cold again, posh, stuck up for not being able, you know, to be into these things, these wild parties that they were having. Those names after time really got to me. And what made it worse for me was people would whisper about me. I wouldn't get invited to parties, but my best friends did. I just didn't fit in, and I did let it get to me. I did. I allowed the bullies and the girls picking on me to win. That didn't get me anywhere, though. I was not true to my authentic self. I was eventually, but not at the start. There was a lot of peer pressure. There was a lot of tactile bullying. Even on social media, I was being bullied by some, and I kept trying to let it go. I spoke to a teacher about it when she came up to me and said I no longer seemed like my perky self, like when I first arrived. So 100% I have been there. And my advice is you have to do you and live a life that makes you proud. Not one defined by what someone else thinks or says about you. Someone else's opinion of you is none of your business. In today's world, especially with social media, it's a lot easier to focus on the one nasty comment rather than the 10 nice comments. Use Instagram as a positive place. Don't get fooled by peer pressure. Don't compromise yourself. When you walk away, you have to live with your decisions. If you're at a party and don't want to be drinking, don't. You have to remember a lot of the time, people want other people to join in to make themselves feel better about it, less judged. I want to say bullying doesn't stop when you get into adulthood as well. A Smart Girl Tribe post went viral 3 weeks ago. What happened though was I got a ton of hate for it. Personal horrible attacks online by adults, other adults, people who are supposed to be leading the next generation. People will call you names and bullies will use words because it's easy, but I know that words are powerful. I get it. The problems, they can be bigger than you sometimes. It's important to spread the message and use your voice. It doesn't stop when you're an adult. You can't focus on it. I did actually write an article which is still online, cosmopolitan.com and .uk about adult bullying as well, if you wanted to look into this further. If office bullying, if you're listening to this and maybe you're at your first job or something and you're going through that, then do check out my article on Cosmo. In the meantime though, you can't focus on it. You can get mad and sad and you can cry because you're human, and it doesn't matter what you have if it's still getting to you, I know, but try and have compassion for other people. When you were going through this, when you were being bullied, they're doing it because of insecurities. They're not feeling secure in themselves. A lot of the time it's not even about you, it's about them. They're projecting their hurt and pain on you. You can be like a punching bag if you like. Sometimes people can say so many things, you start believing it. Don't let them fool you. When people say things about you, it's what they feel about themselves. Sometimes you will feel like the only person that has ever gone through this, but trust me, you aren't. Bullying is damaging and it can be lasting. People can say that they're jealous. It's like an emotional scar. Find your tribe, find a buddy, and remember that high school isn't the world. You can own your power and you can claim your power back. And I know that I said high school, but this is relevant even if you're at university, at your job, maybe your 70th job. It's always relevant. So now we're going to go into the ways how you can tackle bullying. Tangible tips. The first one, have a buddy and find your tribe. Have someone in your life who can help you dust yourself off and say, yes, that sucked, but you are brave. And this is someone who doesn't know you. Find someone who does know and love you. Buddy up with them. Invite them into your arena. Surround yourself with people who treat you wonderfully. Being friends with people who treat you the way you deserve to be treated, it's going to just make you so much happier and so much more confident. Sometimes you won't even find your tribe, if you like, at school. That's why we're here, the Smart Girl Tribe. But look outside as well. Join a group outside of school. Then next up, tell someone you trust or someone who is in a position of power. Talk to someone in charge if a bully is making you feel unsafe and you're fearful that the attacks could escalate. It can be quite overwhelming when you're not alone and